Summer always makes me rethink what I'm reaching for every day. Lighter fabrics, better materials, pieces that just feel good the moment you put them on and look effortless. That's why I keep coming back to Quince. They focus on high quality essentials, think breathable linen, soft organic cotton, washable silk, but without the luxury markup.
Okay guys, I need to rave about their denim. It's soft and so easy to wear. Specifically, I love the Bella Stretch wide leg jeans. I have two pairs, two different washes. They have so many different options. And you guys, these feel like sweatpants. They feel like sweatpants, but they're not. They're so comfortable. I could wear them on a flight, which I know is crazy to say. They're that good. And I love that everything at Quince is priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
And it's not just clothing. Quince has really become a destination for elevated essentials across home, kitchen, bedding, and beyond. Elevate your summer wardrobe. Go to quince.com/matchmade for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada too. That's quince.com/matchmade for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/matchmade.
Check it out. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. For some, summer is their favorite season. Travel picks up, kids are out of school, and adventure is the focus. For others, juggling it all can be tough and can lead to being overwhelmed and counting down the minutes until the kids are back in school.
I have so much going on this summer, so many trips, and in all the hustle and bustle of traveling, it can be hard to stop for a second and take stock of how you're feeling. Therapy can help people better understand their needs, feel more confident setting boundaries, and create a version of summer that actually feels good. With over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 6 million people globally. And it works. With an average rating of 4.9 out of 5 for a live session based on 1.7 million client reviews.
You don't have to say yes to everything this summer. Find support in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com and use code MATCHMADE. That's BetterHelp.com. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Check it out.
So when I open up Grindr, I see that he messaged me, and then who else messaged me?
The other guy.
With the other guy he was with, separately.
Yes. This is crazy.
Yeah. This guy's name was like The Drill.
It's wine o'clock.
Get the box.
Get the box.
Have you missed having air conditioning?
I literally was about to ask that exact same question.
Have you missed having ice?
I have missed air conditioning. I have missed ice. Actually, you know what? They have ice trays. And that like takes me back to my last apartment when I didn't have an ice maker.
Have you missed martinis?
Here's what I really missed. England does not have good coffee. And I'm sure there are like one-off good places to go in like London. But like generally speaking, the coffee in England is not good. And also, most places I went didn't have cold brew. Like, didn't know what cold brew was. Like, I cannot believe.
Cold brew is very Western. But also, I was going to say, one of my favorite London coffee shops just opened in New York, very close to Colby and I.
I went.
Did you go?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
What's it called?
Watch House.
Watch out.
It's gorgeous.
You better watch out.
It's such a stunning coffee shop.
So but important. Like we've had this conversation and like when I'm buying a coffee, I want just like the biggest iced coffee that I can get.
And they're like a small.
There's hardly anywhere that you can like actually get a good iced coffee. Like
a huge ass iced coffee.
I just want
coffee.
A gas station iced coffee. I knew basically.
You
were going to say
that. You want that place in Boston where you go and get like the
yeah, they have pitchers of iced coffee.
Or like Dunkin' Donuts, honestly.
Yeah. I go to Dunkin' sometimes.
They do their quantities really well. I was in the country.
Katie was in the country.
There was not great coffee. But you know what they do have? Great pie. Ah. I had a pie
Put
a
great
day.
Alternative.
No, I had a pie a day, and I'm not even exaggerating. There was a day where I had two.
What kind of pies are we
you
talking?
You are going crazy, girl.
Steak and ale.
I really thought you were talking about like a nice like apple pie, a blueberry pie,
a fruit tart.
No, savory.
But little did I know, Katie's over here.
You love shepherd's pie.
I do.
Which is like PTSD for me because I used to have a fit when my mom would say she was making that for dinner.
You ungrateful child.
Yeah.
I would have dying
on heaven.
I used
to eat like deconstructed shepherd's pie. I would have like a side of mashed potatoes and like
the side of ground beef
separately. And yeah, like that's it.
I just wish that I discovered savory pies earlier in my life. Like,
have you made a shepherd's pie recently?
So Jack makes shepherd's pie.
Okay.
I eat shepherd's pie. That's like my role.
Is that a very British thing?
Yeah, it's pretty. I don't know if it's like distinctly English, but it's definitely British.
Actually, shepherd's pie gives me like Irish vibes.
You know what? I got to Google this because I'm sure we're upsetting some of our
somebody's
listeners.
Somebody's going to be mad at me. I would guess that shepherd's pie is an Irish dish.
Because it's gross.
No!
That's going to offend somebody. Yeah.
Okay, where did shepherd's pie originate?
Irish.
Oh, no. Okay, rural regions of Scotland and northern England in the late 18th and early 19th centuries.
Irish food is like on record, not good.
It was invented by frugal home cooks as a practical, economical way to preserve or to repurpose leftovers. Interesting.
Colby just picked so many fights with Irish people.
I'm 100% Irish. I could say that based off of like the Irish food that I have been forced to eat.
Well, they love potatoes, and guess who loves potatoes?
You.
Me.
I also love potatoes.
They love potatoes and bratwurst, right?
Corned beef.
I don't even know what corned
cabbage.
Beef is.
Corned beef and cabbage.
I actually
never
love cabbage.
Had that.
I've never had corned beef and cabbage.
I like Irish soda bread.
What even is corned beef? Irish soda bread's great.
Yeah.
What's corned beef?
It's a way of cooking beef, right?
It's like...
Oh my God.
Is it boiled?
Stringy.
Oh!
It's like stringy, salty beef.
Salty.
I don't know. I only ever have it on St. Patrick's Day. But I actually still haven't been to Ireland. It's on my list of places to go. But pretty much everybody I know who has gone has been like, I need a meal the second that they touch down because the food is not good.
Well next
I think
year,
they also only eat beer there.
Eat beer.
That's just their meals.
They consume
they
beer.
They just drink a lot of Guinness.
Indeed, they do. Well, next year when we do our Euro summer, we can put it on our list.
I would love that.
Yeah, we decided
Except I think
doing...
I'd rather be like in the south of France or maybe... I've never been to Italy. Well, I've been to Italy, but never
I
like...
I got
Malfi
married
coast.
In Italy.
I've only been to Florence and Milan, I think.
I've only been to Lake Como.
Oh, and Lake Como. I've been to Lake Como too, but I've never been to
Italy. You've been all over Italy.
But I've never been to the like Amalfi Coast.
Literally, so.
Hush. You're deprived.
Literally, hush. You've been to like every single continent.
I definitely have been.
Have you been to every single continent?
Well, no.
You haven't been to Antarctica.
Yeah, I haven't been to Antarctica.
Not many people have.
I don't think
and
they have companies
been to
that
Africa,
I can sell there.
Or have you? Have you been to?
No, I haven't been to Africa. Yeah. You're right. So I haven't been to Africa or Antarctica.
I really want to go to Africa.
Okay, we have a few things to check off the list.
You know, Morocco is really close to Spain.
Oh, yeah, it is.
So we could go to Africa.
They have great vineyards there, apparently.
Really?
In South Africa, yeah.
Oh, yeah. South Africa's far, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is South Africa farther than Northern Africa?
Correct.
Yeah, you got to go down. Duh.
But I do want to go to South Africa as well.
Okay, we got a lot of things.
We have a huge list. Euro summer next year is going to have to be Euro summer and fall.
Yeah.
I think we should prioritize the South of France next summer.
Yeah, I'm down.
Or go back to Greece, because Greece is my favorite Euro trip that I've ever done.
I really want to go there.
Greece I'm obsessed with. And we can go island hopping.
Well, we need to like figure out, because the whole reason why we're doing it is surrounding our friend's wedding in Spain.
Yes.
So we need to figure out what logistically makes the most sense.
Oh, we can go to Mallorca.
Okay.
Mallorca was actually truly one of my favorite trips.
You know what we should do? Remember that time we went to Allie's beach house and we put all of the destinations in
the
a bowl?
Salad bowl.
We like wrote on little pieces of paper all the destinations that each of us wanted to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And we put them in a bowl and we like picked one out. What was it?
You guys went to Paris.
Yeah, we just said, fuck it. We're just
going
to go.
Well, honestly, that whole thing was me and Allie's idea, and then neither of us went.
Yeah, it was a really cute idea, and we just, I don't even remember what was chosen. I think it was
Paris.
Well, no, out of the salad bowl, I don't think we drew Paris.
I think it was Copenhagen.
Oh.
And we
but
were
we
just
ended
like,
up going to Paris.
We were like, that's funny. We're not going there. We're going to Paris. Although I want to go to
Copenhagen.
Yeah, yeah. But we were like, that
I
was a really
go
cute,
back there.
Silly, funny thing we did. But we're just not going to, we're not going to. Like,
it was good in practice. Good idea.
Yeah.
I was looking at the Paris pictures the other day and that like cake that we got. Remember the cake that restaurant made for Mia's birthday?
Oh my God, yeah.
The like strawberry shortcake with little strawberries in it.
Paris, my favorite place.
Ah, same.
I would never get tired of going there.
No.
I drove through it on my way to Bordeaux.
Really?
Yeah. I saw the Louvre.
Saw the Louvre.
I saw the site of the stolen jewels. I was just in a taxi, so. And I was really sweaty. It was very hot.
Hi, bye.
Hi, bye. Got to make my train connection. I literally ran through the train station. It was really not cute. I thought I had like aged out of that.
You just had a little bit of a Euro summer.
Just now, yeah.
Tell the people about the wedding and your trip.
And the Cotswolds.
Welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam.
Girls, how we doing?
Pretty darn good. It's good to be back in the U.S. of A.
Good to be back in the USA.
The thing is, I really love like all of these towns that I went to. So, like, bucket list things, the best places on, you know, with the best of the wine, the best of the pie, the best of the
best
sheep.
Of the best.
Yes, and yet I was missing New York. I was missing New York. I'm like, oh, New York.
You'll and always we love find to your way that. Back home.
No, it's a good sign because, like, I'm not going to lie to you. There were points, like, before I left for this trip where I was feeling extremely stir crazy here, like, apartment living. And I'm like, oh, my God, the suburbs are calling. It turns out Europe was just calling. And I was confused. I was confused. I literally was, like, on Zillow looking for a house. And then I got back from Europe and I'm like, I'm reinvigorated. Like I fell back in love. Like I was in like a bit of like a slump with New York and I've fallen back in love. Like I found myself missing the subway.
The subway's great.
Missing the subway.
And being able to like call an Uber and have it be there in 2 seconds.
And like,
see a taxi drive by. Well, they have taxis in cities in Europe, but not in the suburbs.
In the country. I was in the country, which I really love. I love the Cotswolds. It was magical. I like stored a little nugget in my brain of like, maybe I should look here for wedding venues in the future. Like,
heck yeah.
Absolutely stunning. And I'm trying to think of like highlights from my trip. I went to a wedding in Bordeaux. It was magical. The wine there doesn't make you hungover.
Mm.
Like I was not hungover.
Interesting. And well, I drank guess a lot that of makes it. Sense.
Yeah. And it's I brought home all those little bottles over there. Do you see them on my little bar cart?
Oh, cute. Yes,
so them home. And guess what? They're also like, they were randomly very nice to me at the CDG Paris airport because all of our bags were overweight. Every single one. Okay. I saw on the scale because I had like mentally prepared to have to pay $75.
Did you get a lot of trinkets?
You know, I got a lot of trinkets.
I want to see. We need a trinket haul.
I got some antiques. I got some like, well, little antiques. I couldn't, it was so devastating because this was like, of course, the one time I don't have access to like a car or like anything like that. There's so many like cool furniture pieces in the Cotswolds that I wanted to buy.
Yeah.
But I just had simply no way. I saw this gorgeous, like giant, like a reproduction print, but it was of like this cricket game, but it was very like vibrant and cool and huge. And it was literally like 200 pounds, which is like nothing for a huge piece of artwork. Yeah. But I was thinking about how much it would cost to ship it home.
Oh,
probably the price of 2 MacBooks.
Yeah.
Anyway. Tough. So I got my trinkets, but all of our suitcases were overweight. And I was just fully prepared for this French man to...
The French were nice to you this
like,
time, though.
Okay, 75.
Give me your credit card.
75, whatever. I don't even know like how much it would actually be. 75 bucks a bag. But no. They were very nice to me.
I'm happy for you.
So, yeah.
I saw my favorite thing that I saw of your wedding content was the bread and butter table.
Oh, my God. There was a bread and butter buffet.
Wait, I think I missed that. Oh, that's my dream.
It looked amazing. And specifically the thing of radishes.
Yeah.
Because one of my favorite random appetizers is the radishes and bread and butter at La Dive.
Yeah.
And I had no idea that was that's like a common combo.
Yeah. I think it's a French thing. I don't know.
It must be.
La Dive is so good. A French place, so that would make sense.
My one regret is not getting French butter, but like logistically,
they
don't
have French butter here.
Fabulous news.
We have French butter at home.
See? Okay, and back to my point of New York being elite.
Something else that I almost posted the other day, but I was like, I don't know if this will land. I literally almost took a picture of the Popeyes on 14th Street and posted it and wrote, baby, we have Surf Lodge at home.
You should. Wait, that's funny.
Hey, Colby, that would have been good.
It is crazy that Surf Lodge is... How do you think that went? Like, the partnership between Popeyes and Surf Lodge in the Hamptons? Like, how did... Who from Popeyes was like,
I mean, it's kind of a genius idea, aside from the fact that they're still charging $150 for the Chicken Finger Tower. And Popeyes was in tandem with the press release going out, running a promotion where you could get 12 chicken tenders for $12. So, like, it just doesn't make any sense. But well, people will pay it.
It's like so. It's like buying a water bottle at the airport. Know, at the airport, or at, I was going to say Disney World.
Yeah.
Versus the very same water bottle at, you know, the bodega on the corner.
Yeah.
It's just...
The crazy thing is, though, like, the venue's getting the chicken for free, too. So it's just straight profit. That's at that point.
That's capitalism, baby. That's capitalism. Anyway, so that's... I'm trying to think of anything, like, remarkable. I feel like every wedding I go to now, I, like, am taking so many mental notes of, like, things I will do, things I won't do, etc. The food was incredible. So... The bride of the couple that we went to the wedding for in Bordeaux, her mom is a like master sommelier. Mm-hmm. So we already knew going in the wine was going to be incredible. And they actually had like these really rare bottles of wine from both of their birth years. So like one was 1995, one was 1997.
That's so cute.
I forget which between the bride and groom. And they had pairings like for the dinner with the wines from their birth year.
Aww.
Which was really cute. I'm like, I don't know how expensive that is to do. Probably insane, but like that would be fun to do.
I mean, yeah, at this point, that's like a 30 year aged bottle of wine.
Okay. Didn't even need a lot of them.
Everyone gets a sip.
pass it around.
Pass around the bottle. Everyone can have a sip.
I'm picturing the bag. I'm picturing the communion bag of little wine shots
from 1995.
Yeah, do you think they make Franzia that old?
Probably.
1995 Franzia.
You know, that's actually something I think I realized about my parents when we were growing up. My mom would have like a single glass of wine pretty much every single night before we go to bed, a glass of white, and then my aunt would have a glass of red. And I realized at some point that they just drink the boxed bagged wine from
my
Costco.
My parents drink the bagged wine.
The Costco one?
I don't know if my
it's
parents...
It's like a black box.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Black box. It's called,
I know the one.
It's called the black box. That's the brand. My parents like exclusively during the week.
Yeah.
Exclusively drink the box because like
is that
they
just like a parent thing?
People say that it's good. I really can't even bring myself to try it.
Same. Because I'm like, what?
Yeah.
There's no way that can be that good.
I think it's genuinely just convenient because you know, like the design of a boxed bagged wine is so convenient.
I guess.
It keeps it fresh because it's like in, you know, you don't have to uncork it. You just push the button. My parents have it like set up in their fridge, like almost like a water cooler, you know?
Yeah,
it's like a Brita.
Like the Brita. They go over with their glass of wine and then they.
Yeah.
There you go.
Which is so funny.
Like, and they'll do the bottles on the weekends. It's like they're.
Okay,
I think it's just like a parents thing. Maybe they're onto something.
Okay, I'm glad to know that that's like a wider parent thing than just my parents, my aunt and uncle, because I saw them doing that recently and I was like, have you guys always done this? And I've just never noticed. And they were like, yes, we've been obsessed with the black box.
My parents are like, it's wine o'clock. Get the bagged wine. Like
Get the box.
Yeah, technically it's a bag of wine inside of a box. So which is it?
A bag or a box? I think it's a box.
Anywho, that was really the recap from the wedding. I think my outfit slayed.
The hotel that you stayed at was very storybook. Like it literally looked like I opened up.
It looked like Storyland.
It was a chateau. It was interesting. Really they put us with people that we didn't know to like. On purpose, I think.
Oh, at the wedding?
Yeah. To like we were rooming with, like we were in the same like chateau, like little guest house, if you will, with like a bunch of couples. Most of the people, I only knew like one person in our house, which was interesting bonding. Like it was good.
Yeah.
It was good. But at first I was like feeling a bit self-conscious. I was like, oh my God, like I have to make friends.
Right.
And by the end, I did. That's friends with, I followed everyone on Instagram.
And that's one thing about you, you know?
Yeah. You just have to kind of like warm up to it. I think like...
It's a daunting thought.
Yeah.
But it always ends up being fun.
Well, especially because Jack was in the wedding. So I kind of had to like...
You needed a buddy.
Make my own day of it. Like while he was taking the pictures and stuff. And I like... I pride myself. I was like knocking on doors being like, hey, does anyone want to hang out? I was like, I'd be like, Katie, you can do this.
Yeah.
You can do it.
Wow, I'm so proud of you.
That's making actually friends really good. As an adult is hard.
No, it's uncomfortable. It but is weddings hard. Are really a setting where I feel like everyone's just happy to be there.
I had a great time.
I'm sure you passed with flying colors.
You mm-hmm. came away with some Instagram follows, and there's no doubt in my mind that a year from now you're gonna look in your following list and be like, who are these people?
Who the heck are they? No. Honestly, I feel like oddly, because most of the people at this wedding were local, yeah, like, to New York.
That's nice.
I feel like I'm gonna see these people around.
Okay.
Okay, done with. We're now time traveling, transporting ourselves.
We're time traveling to Korea.
Now we're in Asia.
Now we're in Asia. To recap, Adams, everything that you did. Fill us in.
First of all, Korea is amazing.
Everything that you did and everything that you didn't do.
There's so much that I didn't do.
Correct.
I was quite literally.
But like you didn't go on your full trip as planned.
No.
Wait, can you? Okay, back up. I've been in La La Land. What do you mean?
Wait, actually, yeah.
The typhoon.
Oh, the typhoon. The typhoon of it all. I need Colby to like keep me, you know, on track because my brain is like so foggy right now from like the time zone difference. But anyway, so my original plan was to go to Korea for half the week and then go to Tokyo for the second half of the week. And so we get to Korea. I'm doing my thing, like, you know, pretty much between the four walls of an office the entire time. So I didn't actually get to experience that much of Korea, but what I did experience was like obviously amazing. And then it comes to the Tuesday and I'm supposed to fly to Tokyo on Wednesday and I'm in back-to-back meetings the entirety of the Tuesday. My boss texts me and I don't see this text, but he's like, hey, like book a separate flight because there is a typhoon in Tokyo. And so like they're canceling all these flights and you just make sure you have like an extra flight in case our original flight gets canceled. I don't see this until 6 hours later because I wasn't looking at my phone. I was in meetings the entire day and I see him at dinner and he is like, wait, Adam, like our flight got canceled. And I was like, what do you mean our flight got canceled? And he's like, there's a typhoon.
There's a typhoon.
I'm an idiot. And so in my head, I'm interchanging typhoon and tsunami. And so I'm literally like, what do you mean there's a typhoon? Like, should we fly back to New York? Like, are we in danger? And he's like, no. He actually thought the same thing. Because, like, you don't just, like, hear typhoon.
Can you? No, when you said that to me, that's kind of what I was thinking of the big wave.
No, like, see? Yeah. Literally, when I envisioned the big wave painting.
Well, Adam's texting me this, and he's like, I can't get to Tokyo. There's a typhoon. And I'm sending him on Instagram. I'm like, Jacob Elordi and Kendall Jenner are just, like, around, and I've seen multiple people actually you're like, go to
does
Tokyo.
Anybody know there's a typhoon in Tokyo?
I was like, everybody seems to be just out and about in Tokyo.
No, the two things I was picturing were the wave painting, and I was like, we're fucked. And then I was also picturing like a, you know, the big circle storm, like that they show pictures of.
Tornado?
It'll be like a picture of like a white, like
a hurricane?
Like a swirl. Yeah. And so I was like, bro, like, I think we're in danger and we need to get out of Asia because I'm an idiot. Anyways, he's like, no. I actually thought it was also a tsunami, but it's not. A typhoon, to give the people an idea of what a typhoon is, it's basically like almost like an in-between of a storm and a hurricane. So it's kind of like a medium storm. Like if like a...
Like a tropical storm.
Yeah. If like a normal storm is like a low and a hurricane is like a high in terms of like
this.
You know, severity of how bad a storm is, I think a typhoon is like a medium.
Okay,
so it's like heavy rain, heavy winds for a short period of time.
Yeah,
but they normally obviously cancel like pretty much all flights because a typhoon is obviously like bad.
Yeah,
it's a tropical cyclone.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
That sounds ominous.
Typhoon for you.
Sounds ominous.
I thought we were all going to die from the typhoon. Anyways, long story short, my boss is like, you need to go book a flight. I somehow am not able to book a flight on my phone. Like, my phone wasn't working at the dinner place we were at. So I was like, oh, God, I'll handle this later. Get back from dinner. There are no flights available. Like, everybody had already rebooked themselves on, like, the available flights. And so the only flight that could get me to Tokyo was going to make me miss my meetings on Thursday morning. So I basically could not figure out a flight. Oh, actually, that's a lie. I did find another flight. So I had two flights booked. My boss had like four.
Let me guess. It wasn't booked. Delta.
Definitely not Delta.
Wasn't Delta.
No, definitely
Adam's
not Delta.
Adam's not going to go if it's not Delta.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not flying that. I'm not flying that thing.
I'm sorry, can't go.
Air Japan? No.
Sorry, can't go. Delta doesn't go there. Just kidding.
But Wednesday morning, I wake up, which is when we're supposed to fly to Japan. And I thought I was okay because I had actually like gotten the last flight, basically. And of course, that flight also was canceled. So all my flights got canceled. My boss's flight ends up leaving. So he ends up making it to Tokyo. I have to stay in Seoul the rest of the week. So I didn't make it
to
Tokyo.
You have to stay in Seoul the rest of the week.
It actually ended up working out a lot better. Like, it was fine. It was good that I stayed in Seoul.
Okay, before I forget. The boys.
Yes. So I was about to say the boys.
The men of Seoul.
I really hate to say that the story is going to end in a way that is not... It's not a good ending to the story at all.
Like, what do you mean?
So I'm just gonna like preface to the people that it was like it theoretically could have been a great story.
but it's not.
So I just want to set expectations.
Way to spoil your own story.
I have to set expectations because people are gonna be waiting for like the zinger of the story. Yeah. And the zinger is gonna be like just really not satisfying. So basically, after my flights got canceled, I decided that I'm going to move hotels because obviously I'd only had a hotel booked until Wednesday. Yeah. And so I am going to move hotels on Wednesday. The hotels were like within my company budget to like upgrade to a way better hotel. So the Four Seasons in Seoul is basically like the best hotel in Seoul. It's like so nice.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I need to move to the Four Seasons. Moved myself to the Four Seasons. I check in, go downstairs to find a coffee. As I'm going to find a coffee, I see these two guys checking into the hotel. And they are quite literally like the hottest men I've ever seen in my entire life. I had to literally walk out of the door and then be like, I think I might never see them again. So I need to walk back in and like get another look at them. Because they are so attractive.
Meanwhile, people are like, are you lost?
No, literally like, no, actually, that's so funny. You say that. The workers literally thought that I was lost because I came back in and they were like, do you need help like finding something? And I was like, no, I'm just, you know, staring at these
actually,
men.
Actually, I do. I need help finding those two men. Like, which room are they in?
Tell me what their names are and which room they're in. And so I get another glimpse. So to paint a picture, it's like literally this guy is like 6'4". He's blonde. He looks European. He's just like the most beautiful, like muscular, like just the most beautiful man I've ever seen in my entire life.
Looked AI.
What's like a celebrity equivalent so I can properly picture this man?
Like Ryan Gosling.
Shut up.
But like 6'4". Yeah.
Like young Ryan Gosling?
Kinda. I don't know. Colby saw a picture of him. What do you think?
He's a bit scruffier, I would say.
Yeah. So like, I don't even know. Like,
what's scruffy? Like a Hemsworth?
Yeah, possibly. Kind of like in between Ryan Gosling and Liam Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Right?
A hybrid.
What's the... Chris is the blonder one, right? Chris Hemsworth?
Yeah.
Let me see if I can give you a quick visual.
Do you guys know who Alex Pettifer is?
Okay.
I know the name.
Celebrity?
Okay, that's him.
Okay, I'm seeing Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
Honestly, a cross between Ryan Gosling and Liam Hemsworth.
Yeah, like literally like...
Wait,
one of the hottest men that I've literally ever seen in my life.
Before we get back to the episode, I have a recommendation for anyone who's currently in the romantasy era. Recently checked out The Throne of Broken Gods by Amber V. Nicole, and if you love messy characters, impossible romance, and high-stakes fantasy, this is definitely one to add to your list.
The story follows Diana, a powerful shapeshifter who's been betrayed and is embracing her darker side, and Sam Keel, an immortal god king who refuses to give up on her. I loved that nobody is completely good or bad. It has the classic enemies to lovers tension, a slow burn romance, and characters that you can't stop rooting for even when they're making terrible decisions.
And the deluxe edition is gorgeous. It has stenciled edges, full color character art, and an exclusive bonus scene. It's also an instant New York Times bestseller. You can find The Throne of Broken Gods by Amber V. Nicole wherever books are sold in print and ebook. Check it out.
Okay, you guys know how much I love my apartment. I love being home. Home is where the heart is, and it's more than just where the furniture is. It's an extension of who you are. Even small details like a rug can completely change how a space feels, and that's why we love Ruggable.
I added one of Ruggable's more neutral, modern rugs to my bedroom, pulled the whole space together, made it look amazing. I really wanted something that looked a little bit more elevated and intentional, but still felt practical for everyday life. And the design of the one I got is this really clean, cozy vibe, and I've already had friends ask me where it's from. What sold me was that it doesn't just look high-end, it's also machine washable, which is huge when you're constantly hosting or just living life in your apartment.
They have a high-quality look and feel that feel like a traditional rug, even though they're easy to clean. Refresh your home at Ruggable.com. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with promo code MATCHMADE at Ruggable.com. That's Ruggable.com, and use show code MATCHMADE at checkout.
Check it out.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. For some, summer is their favorite season. Travel picks up, kids are out of school, and adventure is the focus. For others, juggling it all can be tough and can lead to being overwhelmed and counting down the minutes until the kids are back in school.
I have so much going on this summer, so many trips, and in all the hustle and bustle of traveling, it can be hard to stop for a second and take stock of how you're feeling. Therapy can help people better understand their needs, feel more confident setting boundaries, and create a version of summer that actually feels good. With over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 6 million people globally. And it works. With an average rating of 4.9 out of 5 for a live session based on 1.7 million client reviews.
You don't have to say yes to everything this summer. Find support in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com and use code MATCHMADE. That's BetterHelp.com. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Check it out.
And, like, him with his dog, like, so hot. Like, give me a man with a dog and a Rolex, and I'm sold.
Giant Rolex. Yeah,
like, what's better?
That'll help.
So, anyway, sexy. And then the guy he's with, slightly shorter, but also, like, 6'3". And then, like, tan, long, dark hair. Like, kind of looks like, what's like, an equivalent for him?
Long, dark hair.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of an equivalent for him. I can't really think of an equivalent for him, but like...
Oh, poor guy.
Flowy, dark hair, like really tan, like just like a very like attractive, dark featured guy.
Okay.
Okay. 6'3" also. So anyways, I'm like the hottest man I've ever seen in my life. Don't see them. And I'm like, oh, okay, like at least I got a second glance at them so I can like see them twice and like hold the memory in my head forever.
I have a great memory.
Yeah.
Like, photographic memory.
I'm going to remember that for the rest of my life. Yeah. Like how attractive these men checking into the Four Seasons
and good for them.
Good for them for being hot.
Yeah.
Anyways, the next morning, I am at the gym. And who do I see at the gym is the, like, Liam Hemsworth / Ryan Gosling man, the crossover. And he's 6'4", and I'm like, oh my God, there he is. Like, he's literally so attractive. And then I see him taking selfies in the mirror. And I'm like, oh, gay.
He was like, you are for me.
Yeah, I'm like, you have to be gay. And so then what is my next move? I go on to my gay map, which is Grindr. And so I'm like, okay, this guy like has to be on Grindr. Like, I'm gonna look for him. I open up Grindr, and who had messaged me the night before was Ryan Gosling from Hemsworth.
Shut the fuck up.
Yes. It was that guy. And I was like, oh my God, he messaged me last night. That's crazy.
Do you think he saw you too, or he just knew that you were close by? Like, did he see?
Yeah, if we're both saying at the Four Seasons in Seoul, it would say like 0 feet away. So I think his first message to me was like, are you saying at the Four Seasons in Seoul or something like that? It was like, hey, what's up? Are you saying at the Four Seasons in Seoul? Because like Grindr is literally just like a hookup app. Like, it's like you find whoever's right. closest to you, and then you just like have sex on demand.
You were
like,
sending crazy messages on there on Saturday.
Yeah, I was. I've been really on my Grindr game lately. But like,
you do that and then you close out of the app.
Correct. But like, I would never actually hook up with anybody different.
Wait, can you give an example?
So basically, obviously,
these crazy well, people have crazy usernames. Like, and this guy's name was like The Drill. Or something. And Adam wrote him back, you know, the with a dash. The guy just sent him like a private album of crazy photos
of penises. I thought I was being so funny. His like
no, but you were Jonathan's face. Adam was playing nice this weekend and he hung out with my other gay friend. Jonathan literally was like, oh no, oh my God, like it was so funny. Adam just was like firing him off.
I think it's because like with normal gay men, it's all like people harassing other people on Grindr, which like I was kind of doing, is almost like, you just can't do that. You know, like people are on there to like get together and smash. Like that's like the purpose. And so me like making all these jokes, he was like, what are you doing?
You're not taking it the way that it's supposed to be.
Yeah. Like, he's like, go hook up with them if you're going to message them.
You're not taking it seriously.
Yeah. He's like, you're leaving these people on. I thought I was being hilarious. Couple drinks in. This guy's nickname is Drill. And I go, you know the, like, come on, that's funny.
It
like,
was.
Guys, hilarious.
You know the what?
And we were like,
you know the drill.
Now he knows the drill too.
Oh my God.
Come
now,
on. God.
Now Adam also knows it.
It's a good joke. Okay. I want to round up the story. Back to Seoul.
Sorry.
Okay. I opened up Grindr and this guy had messaged me the night before. And so obviously I didn't want to message him back while we're both in the gym because I was like, that's just like awkward. Like I'm going to message him back and then he's going to look at me and then it's going to be like, I don't know what to do.
No, honestly, it should have been you should have done it while you were in the gym with him and then like hooked up with him in the gym.
Yeah, see, that would have been like ideal scenario, but
that would have been his ideal scenario,
not Adam Harrison's ideal scenario. So anyways, I leave the gym and then I message him back and I'm like, oh, I think I just saw you in the gym. And he's like, wait, what did you look like? And so I sent him a picture of myself and he was like, oh my God, like, I thought you were so cute. And I was like, okay. And then
you say room 317.
Well, so then he...
Per Grindr rules.
You just say room number.
So then he basically is like, do you want to, like... what did he say? He was like, no after gym sauna or something like that. And I was like...
He wanted to have sex in the sauna?
No, he did, for sure. And
Which sounds so unpleasant. Okay. I'm not going to lie.
Then I need to also do the parallel of this. So when I open up Grindr, I see that he messaged me, and then who else messaged me?
The other guy
he was with, separately.
Yes. This is crazy.
Yeah. So both of them messaged me separately. And I'm like, wow, oh my God, I like have such a lineup at this Four Seasons Hotel in Seoul. Of literally the hottest man I've ever seen in my entire life. I'm not even exaggerating. Like, they were beautiful in person.
You got options.
I had options. And so I messaged the first guy back, like the 6'4 Ryan Gosling. I'm just going to call him Ryan Gosling for the sake of the storytelling. But messaged him back and I'm like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. He asked if I want to go to the sauna. I was like, no, I have to like get ready for a meeting in like an hour or something like that. So I like went back up to my room and just showered. Otherwise, I would have. And then he was like, well, should we try to see each other or meet up? And I was like, sure. Do you want to go get coffee? Like something a little bit more like casual. And so he's like, yeah, absolutely. How fast can you get ready or whatever? Meet him down in the lobby to get coffee. He was so hot. He was in this like white long sleeve waffle, like Italian shirt. It was like so nice that I asked him what the brand was. And it was this random Italian brand. And
is he Italian?
So.
Oh, we're getting there.
This is where like the weird things start with him. Like he was a little strange, I would say. So we start to walk and he starts to talk to me. And I was like, oh, where's your accent from? And he's like, what do you mean? Like, I don't have an accent. And I was like, you 1000% have an accent. And he said that he is Italian or something like that, like grew up in Italy, or maybe he said he was from Germany. I don't know. He was saying like a lot of different things. And then I asked him like where he was from, and he said he lives in California. And I was like, oh, where in California? And he said Beverly Hills. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. And we're like talking about Beverly Hills. We're walking to get coffee. We sit down to get coffee. We hang out for like 45 minutes. Then we go back to the hotel. And then he tried to come back up to my room with me. He's like, oh, what are you doing? Like, do you want to hang out more? And I was like, I can't. Like, I need to like go get ready and go to my meetings.
Wow. I wonder how many coffee dates come out of Grindr.
Probably not many.
Well, I will say, when you're on Grindr, I guess like, theoretically, like you're probably looking for a hookup, but there are people on there who like will go on dates, or they'll be looking for friends, or like you just have to like kind of tell people what you're looking for, basically.
Yeah.
And
okay,
they're open to all options.
Yeah. The funniest thing is when this guy and I meet up and like hug or whatever, and we're about to go to coffee. He's like, "Wait, but do you actually want to go get coffee?" And I was like, "Yeah,
yeah, no,
yeah, I do want to go get coffee."
He thought that was code.
Correct. He was like, let's meet in the lobby, see if each other are normal, and then like go back up to a room and hook up.
Yeah, make sure that we like think each other is hot. And
correct.
And then go take care of biz.
Exactly. And so we get back. I realistically like, probably could have hooked up with him, but I was like, oh no, like I have to go get ready for my meetings. And so I end up parting ways with him. And then he's like, okay, well, if you want to hang out later today, let me know. And so later that day or that night, I think it was like 8 p.m. and he texted me and he was like, or messaged me on Grindr or whatever, and was like, do you want to hang out? I had already fallen asleep at that point because I was so jet lagged. And so then I wake up at 3 a.m. and I text him at 3 a.m. and I'm like, so sorry, like I fell asleep. He texted me immediately at 3 a.m. and was like, oh, what are you doing? Do you want to hang out? And then I just pretended to not see it because then I was getting stressed.
You got nervous?
Yeah, I get nervous. So I was like, I can't hook up with this guy. And then I go to the gym.
I mean, that is a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Like, it's the middle of the night.
True. But then at that point, I had also decided that I didn't want to hook up with him. Like, there were just things about him that weren't adding up to me. And I was like, I think this guy's a Tinder swindler and he's going to like kill me and steal my watch. I was like,
he's a robber.
And I'll tell you why. So we are at coffee and the Four Seasons in Seoul basically gives you workout clothes to work out in. And so we were talking about like how nice the workout clothes were. And I was like, oh, you can buy the t-shirt for like $30. Like, I am probably going to buy one of the t-shirts. They're so nice. And he was like, why would you buy it when you can just steal it?
Okay.
And I was like, okay, that's a little bit of a strange thing to say, in my opinion. And then he like lifts up his pants and he had stolen the socks that they give you at the gym.
Okay.
So I was like, that's a little weird.
So,
but maybe I'm just making excuses and it's actually not that weird. I don't know. But to me, it was a little strange.
No, what was striking me at first was potential Anna Delvey situation.
Well, yes. Okay.
So why are you at the Four Seasons? Did he say why he was there? Was it for work?
Yes. Yeah, so then I was asking him about work and he was a little bit hesitant to tell me about his work. weirdly, but he was like, oh yeah, I like work at a tech company. He told me the tech company, I've never heard of it in my entire life. Didn't seem like a real company. And then he was like, but on the side, I'm like a travel agent. So I'm like starting this like travel blog situation. And so that's why he's like going to Seoul. So he's going to all these different hotels. He was like, I'm here with a couple coworkers. And that I, okay, so in parallel.
Maybe he's a Fora travel advisor.
No, he is. He is.
So funny.
Do you know what that is? I have no idea what that was. That's what he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's legit. Yeah. Oh, it is. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But Fora is a real thing.
Okay.
Like anybody can sign up to do it.
Yes. Yeah. So that's what he was telling me. He was like, anybody can sign up to do it. Like I'm a travel advisor on this thing. So he's like, I'm doing this. And then I do like a little bit of real estate, I think. And I was, or maybe I said the real estate thing. And then he was like, oh yeah, the real estate I do is I'm like a Fora travel advisor or something.
So he's a multi-hyphenate. He does a lot of things.
Correct. Does a lot of things.
So he's either like a prince and like trying to be normal, or he's like Anna Delvey.
But then the Beverly Hills thing didn't add up because, and obviously I found him on, he told me this Fora thing, I like found him on Instagram within 2 seconds. And it said on Instagram that he's based in Lisbon, Portugal. And then the next day he showed up on my Ryan and said he also is based in Lisbon, Portugal.
Here's the thing. When you're on vacation, you can lie. Like you can lie. And I think that's what he was doing.
Oh, for sure. Like lying all over the place. So why would you say you're from Beverly Hills, California?
Because that's probably the only town he could think of in California. Because maybe he's never been there. And he's like, oh, I know that rich people live in Beverly Hills.
I guess so.
Like, I don't know. That felt like kind of like a interesting.
Yeah, so I felt like I was getting Tinder swindled. I guess it wouldn't have mattered. Like, we're both staying at the Four Seasons in Seoul. Like, I totally should have hooked up with them.
But I think it could have been an easy in and out. But also, if you felt stressed, then there's no need to do it.
Yeah. It's not worth risking your safety.
But then anyways, the next morning I'm in the gym. And who do I see in the gym is him, of course. And he comes up, we hug, we're like catching up. And then he's like indicating to me, like he's making like sex eyes at me. And is like, when he was like, well, do you want to hang out? And I was like, oh no, like I'm just going to go back to my room. And then he texts me and he's like, come back to the sauna and relax. Oh and God. I pretended not to see it. And then 30 minutes later, I was like, sorry, I have to go to my meeting. So didn't end up seeing him. In parallel, the other guy is also messaging me. Like his.
This is why I think they're like work. They're on a job. Like they're together messaging all of these people.
Yeah, perhaps because the other guy had messaged me, and I was also talking.
Maybe
to this
I
other
watched
guy.
Too many movies where like this stuff goes down.
Did you ask if he was here with someone else?
So
like the other guy.
The guy I went to coffee with. I asked who he was here with. He said his coworkers. The other guy asked on Grindr. I was like, oh, like. Oh no, what he told me directly. He was like, "Oh, I have a partner. Like I'm dating somebody, but we're like open, but
that's 100%.
We're in an open relationship, but we're discreet about it."
Oh my God.
Yeah. And so I was like, that's so then I couldn't but I knew that I had seen them together in the lobby. And I was like almost 100% positive. And then I was second guessing myself and I was like, maybe I didn't see them together, but I'm pretty positive they were talking together in the lobby.
Okay, so maybe they're a couple. With an open relationship, and they're like, when we're on vacation, we can message people at our hotel.
But like, wouldn't they both know that they were messaging the same person? Yeah, and like, obviously, no, I went to coffee with
maybe
the one guy.
They were competing to see who you would hook up with.
I think they
which
both,
of them
first, yeah,
they're like, so. Which one's Adam gonna.
But did you have eyes on the other one after the check-in desk?
Yes, I also saw him in the gym.
Oh,
but. When I saw him in the gym, it was before I had seen that he had messaged me on Grindr. Because the sequence is basically I had seen him at the gym the first day when I went. And I was like, oh, that's the hot guy. The dark hair guy. And I was like, oh, that's a hot guy. But I didn't think to open up Grindr and see if he was gay. Because I was like, oh, I think he's straight. Like, he's just like a hot guy. The next day is when I opened up Grindr for the first time and saw that both of them had messaged me. And I was like, oh, I see this guy in the gym now. I saw the other guy in the gym yesterday.
Yeah.
So anyways... Long story short, I didn't end up hooking up with either of them.
What an interesting sequence of events.
But I did go on a little 45-minute
You went on a coffee date.
With hot man, hot Italian man. I really wish I hooked up with him, honestly, though, because he was so attractive. And I remember we were walking, and he like put his hand on my neck. And I was like, oh, my God, I think I'm in love with you. It was like the hottest thing ever.
Like, I wish that you were with someone else because you being by yourself there, like that would stress me out.
Yeah.
But like, if you had like a coworker that you were staying with and you could be like, hey buddy, if I don't come back in 30 minutes, like send help.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I've seen too many movies too, Colby, of like people getting like hooking up with someone, getting killed and then stuffed into a suitcase and then rolled out.
I was scared of him getting killed. I literally was like, I think they saw your jewelry or something.
Oh, yeah, mug.
Like, yeah, honestly, I was like worried the guy was going to steal my watch or something. I was like, I'm going to invite him to my room and he's going to punch me in the face and steal my watch, and that's just going to be it.
Yeah.
So that's how it ended with the Hot Boys.
Well, how fun that they messaged you.
It was like a fun, exhilarating like, experience while it was happening.
That's a nice little boost for you.
Like, absolutely.
Going into the summer on a high.
These two hot
men
messaged you. Like, hell yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The funniest was the next day when I saw him and he in the gym and he was like making sex eyes at me and basically was like, come to the sauna. Like, let's
what would have happened in the sauna? Like, what did he want to do in the sauna?
Oh, but then he was telling me about all these other like things he was doing in the hotel to swindle them. That's where I also was like, this is a little weird.
What else?
So basically you have to pay $50 to go into the nice spa slash sauna.
Yeah.
And he was telling me that he was like, I didn't want to pay that. So I like threw a fit to the people and was like, well, they told me it was free, blah, 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 like all this stuff. And like, is like raising hell with these workers to like let him into the sauna for free.
I don't know. He kind of sounds a little frugal, like someone else I know.
Yeah, you. But I'm not going to like steal the clothes from the Four Seasons and like yell at people at the front desk to let me into the sauna for free. Like, that's just, like, weird behavior.
Then just don't go. If you don't want to pay the $50, then don't go and, like, just be like, well, I'll take a hot shower.
It was just, like, a weird comment to make about stealing the Four Seasons clothes.
Especially on the first quote date.
Yeah. And it's a $30 shirt, and it's, like, nice. Like, $30?
Well, that's, like, when people try to take the bathrobes and don't think they're going to get charged for that.
Like, that's why they put the hold on your car, babe.
Yeah, like if you take the bathrobe at a hotel, they're going to charge you like $100.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's worth it. Sometimes it's not. There are certain, like the one hotel bathrobes are elite.
Yeah, but like so many people have worn those. Just buy a new one.
True, and they sell them. Because Danielle has one.
Yeah, buy a new
Danielle
one.
Danielle has one. Well, that's a crazy saga.
That was my boy story.
I'm honestly glad you didn't hook up with him because I'm happy that you're sitting here today and are not in a suitcase somewhere.
See, that's the hard part about Grindr. Like, anybody can download a Grindr and, like, be on there and use anybody's pictures also.
And that's
like,
the same for any other dating app.
I mean, the thing is, when I was single and on Hinge, like, I would go hook up with people that I'd only chatted with on Hinge. Yeah. I would. I'd go on maybe, like, half a date and be like, yep, you're coming home with me.
Yeah.
That's fair.
And you're always kind of putting yourself on the line a little bit.
Yeah.
Honestly, when
even
I showed
if you meet somebody at a bar.
When I showed you his Instagram, weren't you also like, he looks very Tinder Swindler vibes?
Yeah, it was like, he looks AI. Like, that was all that I could say.
The Tinder Swindler, remind me, what did he do again? He's,
like, dated people and stole all their money. Like, made them pay for things for him and was, like,
and changed.
Falling on hard times constantly.
Didn't he change his name, too? He had, like, different name with everybody?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's stressful.
That reminds me of like West Elm Caleb. Where is he now?
Oh my God.
You know what? I kind of feel bad for West Elm Caleb. He got so dragged.
So dragged.
Like, we're
beyond
still
dragged.
We're still talking about him to this day. Anyway.
Ugh. Goodness gracious.
Well, so that was basically my Korea trip, I think. Oh, and then, well, I'll tell you what's
and you got skincare.
And I got some skincare. I'm glowing, obviously.
Wait, you are glowing.
He is glowing.
I'm not actually glowing. I'm probably glowing.
No, you are.
Ugh, thank you.
No, you seriously are. I'm serious.
So basically, obviously, the thing to do in Korea is get skincare done. It's so, so amazing.
Did you go to a place and have them like evaluate your skin and then give you, or did you just?
So I wish I had time to do something like that. I unfortunately throughout the week was just like so back to back with work stuff that I didn't have time to go to a clinic and like get some skincare done. And so while I was on my way to the airport, I essentially left myself like 45 minutes where I can go to a clinic and like try to get something done. Because I knew at least what I wanted to get done was like re-up my Botox, which Colby brought up a great point is like, when's the last time you got Botox? And I was like 5 weeks ago. And she was like, so why did you need to re-up your Botox? I was like,
no, you just needed a little more.
Because it's just like what you need to do.
Yeah.
In Korea.
Wait, you got Botox?
I did. I got my Botox.
You look incredible.
Well, so I'll tell you. So I basically stop into this clinic on my way to the airport. And I was like, look, I have like 45 minutes. What can you guys do to me?
Yeah. What can you guys do to me?
Yeah, I was like, what can you do in 45 minutes?
Sounds like Grindr.
Because, in Korea, they basically give you a menu. And they're like, these are all the things. These are the prices. Like, what do you want? And they'll also let you talk to a doctor beforehand, like a dermatologist. And the dermatologist will like tell you more about stuff, and the price to see the dermatologist is attributed to your treatment costs if you get treatments done.
Oh, hell yeah.
So I saw one of the dermatologists, and I basically wanted to get Regeran. I don't know how you pronounce it. I think Regeran, which Colby brought to my attention, is the salmon sperm. I didn't realize that's what it was.
Salmon sperm. Oh, yeah. I've heard of this. Because
I got that.
Yeah. So I went in and I was like, I actually asked ChatGPT. I sent ChatGPT a picture of my face and I was like, what should I ask to get done? And she was like, get baby Botox, get Regeran, and then get an Aquapeel. Or the three things that ChatGPT told me I should get. And so I go in and I'm like, I want Regeran, I want an Aquapeel, and I want baby Botox. And so the guy is then telling me about Regeran. And I didn't realize that it's like a shit ton of little needles.
Yeah.
And he was like, what are you doing in the next 3 to 5 days? Because you're going to have a lot of...
like hive looking things,
like,
right?
Bumps. Yeah, like bumps, yes. And blood blisters all under your eyes. And I was like, wait, what do you mean? And he was like, well, it's like a bunch of needles that we put under your eyes. And I was like, oh, that's terrifying. And like, I don't know, I'm going to react to that. And I'm about to get on a plane. So I decided not to get the Regeran.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't want your pores open like that either to an 18-hour flight, you know?
Yeah, what's going to get in there?
So I was a little concerned about that one, even though I do kind of wish I got it done, because
you
apparently...
You can get it done here.
You can, yep, but it's for like quadruple the price. More expensive.
Oh. Adam told me how much it was, and I was like, oh my God.
That's the good thing about Seoul. So when they quote me the cost of the baby Botox, I didn't end up getting Regeran, obviously, but the baby Botox, the Aquapeel.
How much?
And they also upsold me on the blackhead thing. So like they use this machine and suck all the blackheads out of your nose.
Oh, I could use that.
This was actually kind of funny. So I asked for the Aquapeel and the baby Botox. Then they send me over to like this, what's like a skin doctor called? Not a dermatologist.
Esthetician.
But like, yeah, esthetician. And the esthetician's like, can I touch your face? She touches my face and she's like, oh. And then she pauses for a while. And then I'm like, what do you mean, girl? What do you mean, oh? Like, what's wrong with my face? Like, should I be doing something else? She's like, oh, well, I was just going to say, like, you have a lot of blackheads. And like, you know, 33,000 won, like, we can just suck them all out of your nose. And I was
how
like,
how much is that in
I was like,
US?
Whatever, girl, suck it out. 33,000 won. It's a good question. I actually don't really know. Well, take a guess at what all three of those things were. So the baby Botox, the Aquapeel.
Mm-hmm.
Aquapeel, mind you, is like an entire facial for an hour, and then they do a laser.
Is it like Hydrafacial?
Kind of. Hydrafacial, they do a laser?
There's no laser. No.
Okay. Aquapeel, there's a laser component of it.
Okay. So how many treatments is this? Three
So
things?
Three treatments.
Including Botox. Like,
so 33,000 won is $21, for example, for the blackhead remover.
Oh my God. Okay. So that's like nothing.
Yeah.
Let's see.
So guess the three treatments. Botox, Aquapeel.
I fear I'm going to guess okay. $400.
Final guess. I already told Colby, so she can't guess.
Final guess.
Yeah.
All right. $190.
Shut the frick
up. For everything.
Up.
Yep.
Insane.
And if I got the Regeran, it would have been like an additional, I think, $200, I think.
Wow.
Because Regeran is the one that they say it lasts like multiple years. Your skin gets better with time.
Whatever
goes.
They did looks incredible.
Thank you.
I need the blackhead thing.
The blackhead thing, I will say, I didn't really see any results. Like, I was like, I didn't. Wait, I never even knew that
enough?
I had blackheads.
If you look really close, and they're not always like blackheads, like on your nose, are not always like black per se. They're just like darkened pores.
Yeah.
And I notice it when I look really close, and I feel like sometimes my makeup doesn't even cover it. I need to go.
I will go back to Seoul anytime because
I don't need to go to, well, I do, but I just need to go somewhere to have them suck my blackheads
out.
Well,
people literally fly to Seoul just to get treatments.
I want to go to Seoul just for the blackhead removal.
I want to get lasers.
I mean, the treatments are so cheap there. So if you get full face Regeran in the city, it would be, I think, $10,000. And in Seoul, it's like $1,500. Or 1600.
Jeez, that's incredible.
And so obviously, like, all three of my treatments were $190. I think my Botox would have been $75.
Shut up. That's why they all look so good. Wait, did you buy products?
I did. So did there's this store there called Olive Young. And so they're actually opening an Olive Young in New York.
Wait, I've heard of this before. Why have I heard of this?
The store.
They have them they started opening them in LA. But it's a Korean store. And it's Korean skincare. And I also asked ChatGPT. I was like, what are the most, like, what products should I get? And ChatGPT gave me a list of the products that I needed, and I got them, and they're like literally so good.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So I did come back with a lot of skincare.
So I brought home my antique trinkets, and you brought home skincare.
Yeah.
Two types of girls.
Yeah, two types of girls. But yeah, guys.
That sounds incredible.
I had a great little rendezvous in Seoul.
Aww.
Didn't make it to Tokyo, but we made it to Seoul. And then I subsequently had to cancel all my trips because I was supposed to be in Miami earlier this week and then Chicago today. And I was like, I think I might pass away if I travel anymore.
You need to take a nap.
Yeah.
You deserve a nap. Yeah.
So now we're sat. Anyways, that's me.
Meanwhile, Colby, what have you been up to?
I've just been working, and I have to go there now.
And with that.
And that's our cue, guys.
Well, we'll chat next week.
We'll chat more next week.
We will chat more next
before
week.
Before Katie's trip to Japan.
Oh, yeah. And I'm thinking you guys do the podcast without me when I'm gone.
We could.
I think you can do it.
We can.
I believe in you. You can send me the audio file, and I'll edit it in Japan.
I love that.
It'll be easy.
And with that, guys, it's been fun. Love ya. See ya.
Bye. Oh my God, time flies when you're having fun.
Time flies. Yeah, 52 minutes.
I didn't even realize what time it was.